Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
So I know those of you who listen to this show on the regular are like, what? It's Friday. It's not Monday. I'm so confused. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. We are going to be starting weekly interviews with Congressman Jimmy Patronis on Monday at 7:35. So that will be a new thing. And as a result, I had to find a different day that we could talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. So we kind of put him on Friday. So now it's a whole different feel to everything. But on the first Friday of the month, we'll continue to check in with Ryan, or as news arises that is related to the farm thing. So Ryan Jenkins, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News as your first Friday in a long time.
Good morning. How you doing? I like this. It feels completely different. I think I'm going to like this even better.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Very good. I wanted to definitely talk to you about what you're doing in the farming right now, because I know you're getting into planting season. Before we do that, I wanted to talk about this agriculture bill, because, you know, there's a lot of different elements to this bill that just got passed in the House and the Senate this week. And I think you and I disagree about part of it, which is great. I want to hear from the farmer what you think. The part I think we disagree about is when I heard this whole conversation about prohibiting the labeling of almond milk as milk, that it has to be some other word. You can't use the word eggs if it's not an egg product. You can't use the word poultry, and you can't use the word meat if it's not come from a chicken or come from beef. This looked to me, and I said it yesterday, this looks like protectionism, anti-capitalism, and infringement on free speech. This looks like all the things we saw last year with this ban on synthetic meat. It seemed very, very bad to me, but I think you and I disagree, and so I want to hear from you about it. You think this is actually kind of a good thing?
Well, if I understand what you're saying, I do think it's a good thing. I mean, if it's milk, you ask 100 people, what is milk or where does milk come from? If they have any sense, they're going to say it comes from a cow. And, you know, that's the general feel of it, and I do think it's different when it's coming from something like you were talking about, almonds, for example. I know one time the National Peanut Board realized that almond milk was taking a place in the store, so they said, let's make some peanut milk. And they made peanut milk for a while.
Oh, I didn't see. We were wondering about that. We were wondering if it was actually a thing, and we thought maybe not. But you say this has been made?
It has been made. Yeah. Oh, I've drank a lot of it.
Okay. Is it good?
It'll make your tongue beat your brains out. It's good. It's very good. The chocolate milk is very good.
Can you still buy it? Is it still available?
No, they did it for 2 or 3 years, and I don't. It kind of fell by the wayside. But when it was there, I would order it by the case and have it at the house.
Oh,
I loved it.
Okay.
But I think, I mean, those farmers work hard to do what they do and to make their product, to make their brand. And it's real milk, and we're just talking about the milk part of it right now. But
right. That's
in my opinion, that's where it needs to stay. If it's milk, it needs to be milk. If it's going to come from something completely different or be made in a laboratory somewhere, then it needs to be called something else and not play on the good nature of the farmer that made it.
So this is, you know, whenever I get new information, I'm always willing to reassess. I'm willing to back off my opposition a little bit. I just don't think that there's a lot of people who would make the mistake of, you know, who buys almond milk and doesn't know it's not real milk. Like everybody, that's why they buy it, is literally because it's not regular milk.
But you understand there's a lot of people out there that think you go to the grocery store and get groceries and we don't need farmers. They don't understand that the groceries come from the farmer. So there's a group of people out there that might not understand that.
Well, if you're trying to persuade me that there are some people in the world that aren't quite as well informed about the nature of things as they should be, you don't have to twist my arm to believe that. That's fine. Okay, I'll take it. Hey, one of the other elements of this bill, as I read it, is that it would prohibit drones being flown over, I think they call them green fields, over what I understood to be farmland, unless obviously you're the owner of the field or you're the farmer, because you use drones for all kinds of things, or could do. Is this a problem, people overflying fields with drones? Is that a current issue?
I don't know. I should just say I don't know enough to speak on that.
Okay.
I can see problems with it. I can see where they're using drones to spy on you, to get your technology, to gain your technology that you're using. You could also...
I mean, I suppose there's a food source.
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, I suppose there's a food safety concern as well, potentially, you know, but I, you know.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, fair enough. I was just curious if that was a common problem, because I know you're so connected to all these agriculture things that you might know something about it. What are you guys doing right now? We always like to do this once a month because it keeps people in touch with the rhythm of the farming life. What are y'all doing right now?
Absolutely. We just... We finished planting our corn. It's up and growing and looking pretty. And this week basically started our, what I call our real planting season. So planting our cotton and peanuts. And then, you know, in a few more weeks, we'll be planting our soybeans. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll begin to harvest our wheat and oats that have been growing all winter long. So very, very busy time on the farm. Kind of need some rain. I'm hoping that this rain materializes that they're calling for this weekend so that we can really get started hard. Right now, we're kind of having to pick and choose our fields that have the most moisture so that we can start our planting process. But all in all, going pretty smooth.
So the cover crops that you put in over the winter, the ones you said you're just getting ready to harvest soon, that, you know, enrich the soil and keep it from blowing away, do all the good things cover crops do. When that comes out, then those fields are going to get, what, second corn? What's going to go in those fields when you get the chance? Not second corn, I mean second cotton, I mean, or second beans. What's going to go in those fields?
They'll go mostly peanuts and cotton will go in those fields and some soybeans and a few of them. So.
Okay.
It's double cropping, so that crop will be done away with. It'll be harvested, and we'll immediately go in there. But, you know, as we've talked about before, it's kind of a hard thing to do because you have to have very dry conditions to harvest those crops, and you need wetter conditions to plant the new ones.
So
you don't want a big time frame there in between, because then you'll be getting too late with your planting.
Okay. So you want the wet to do the planting, but you want the dry to do the cover crop harvesting, and you don't want a lot of time break in there, otherwise you won't get the second crop in this year to have enough time to grow properly.
That's right. So it's a balancing act, and one that you're not in control of, so it's tough sometimes.
You can't just up and order the rain and order the dry and order the sun and order the shade whenever you want it? It doesn't work that way?
Some people can, but I can't. I'm old school. I can't do any of that. All I can do is pray.
You need better connections, Ryan. That's what I think. So, Ryan, I know harvest time is the every scrap of time you can gets devoted to harvesting, you know, daytime, nighttime, whatever it happens. You got to be working all that. What's life like during planting season? Is it like that? Same thing?
It's the exact same thing. Come early, stay late till you can't. So a lot of work going on right now. I mean, there's a lot of pieces of machinery that are moving just to get one job done. So there is a ton going on. And that brings up another point. It wasn't where I was going, but I do want to remind people, this is one of our busiest times of the year now and then in the fall. So if you are passing through or visiting our area or new to the area, please look out for our machinery moving up and down the roads. It's very difficult for us to do, and we're trying to do it safely, and we want to get where we're going, and we want you to get where you're going. Just sit back, enjoy the ride, look at what's going on, think about what might be happening in that machine, and you'll be to where you're going soon. So let's just all work safely together on the highways.
Yeah, if we didn't have those machines on the road interfering with us going as fast as we want to go, well, we wouldn't eat. we wouldn't have clothes,
exactly.
or both, and we do need that's right, we do need those just a little bit. Hey, you know, it occurs to me that you have a lot of I mean, you have kids and kids help you with your farming, but you know, you have historically a lot of youth that help out with the farming process both now and in harvest time, but you got school is still going on, right? So if planting time is the super intense, everybody all hands on deck every hour of the day, how does that mix with these kids who are in school that if they weren't in school, you'd be able to utilize them more?
It's not as big of an issue as it used to be, honestly. I mean, really, as much as it pains me to say, there's not that many kids that really want to help out and work on the farm anymore. It's not like it was several years ago. So it's not as that, along with the technology, where we're doing more with less every day. Every day we're doing more with less. That has helped. And then the kids that are involved in farms, a lot of them will take different types of classes and be in different programs so that, like, they can get out at lunch and go start working on the farm and helping out.
Okay, so
there are
avenues
for those people, yeah. OJT, on the job training.
Okay, all right, very good. And just one, two more things right before we let you go. One is, you know, we've been kind of joking around about this agriculture bill because of the ban on certain kinds of terminology. And it reminded me that one of the funnier things that I ever learned from you is that you actually have an implement that you drive around that your son actually used to drive anyway, called the nut buggy, that would be to collect all the nuts and take them to transportation. Like, it'd be the go-between. But you have a new one, is that right?
We do. We got a new nut buggy. It hasn't come in yet, but we ordered it last year, so hopefully before this harvest season it'll be here. But yeah, it carries your nuts around for you. It's a great machine.
It does the work that's necessary.
Makes life so much easier. Yeah.
you need to get that thing sponsored. You need to definitely, you know, that needs to. Is there advertising space on the nut buggy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, there is. We can put the Andrew McKay Show right on the side.
King of the nuts.
from one nut to another.
Andrew McKay helps Ryan Jenkins carry his nuts around. Fantastic. I love
That's
There's
it.
All kinds of promotional opportunities here. Before
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, one last thing before we let you go. You always like to end with a farm fact or a did you know. What do you got for us this week?
Let's see here. I do have one. One bushel, you know, I talked about planting the corn. The corn's up growing. One bushel of corn, which one bushel of corn means that's 56 pounds of corn. One bushel of corn can sweeten over 400 cans of Coca-Cola.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just doing the quick math in my head. So a pound will do about 8 cans of Coke. 56 to 400, a pound to 8 cans. Ish. I think I did the math right there.
What now?
I
don't know.
You said
you
a bushel.
Get back on the nut buggy on that one. I'm not sure you got that right.
All right.
Anyway.
I, you know.
56 pounds will do 400 cans of Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So every time you're drinking a 12-pack of Coke, you're drinking about a pound and a half of corn.
There you go. That's it. See, I mean, it's really more healthy than people give it credit.
There you go. See? Ryan Jenkins, he's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, now joining us on the first Friday of every month to give us an update on what's going on. Ryan, I really appreciate you. I love your sweet spirit and your heart. And the fact that you put your entire livelihood out there every year and depend on God and the rain and the right circumstances to make it work. And mostly it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Either way, you keep doing it the next year. Ryan, thanks for putting clothes on my kids' back and food on their plate. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having us. And instead of that, y'all having a good week, have a good weekend. I like this Friday thing.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you again next month.